There's been a 53% increase in reports about investment scams received this year. In addition to taking money, scammers often commit identity theft using information they obtain from the victim. So more than ever, we need to be sceptical and protective of our funds and passwords. The Commissioner for Consumer Affairs, Dini Sulio, joins me now to have a chat about it. Hi there, Commissioner.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you going?
Yeah, really good, thank you. But it seems like we're getting scammed more than ever. How much money are we losing to investment scams these days?
Yeah, what we saw last year was South Australia alone lost $3.7 million to investment scams, which is really frightening. I mean, that's, you know, $3.7 million of people's savings that have gone off to these scammers and lost forever, unfortunately.
And do you think these schemes are so successful because you can legitimately make money by investing, so it's kind of hard to tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, people see that there's people out there who have made, you know, billions of dollars on cryptocurrency and they want to get their piece of the action. So there are successful investors in relation to cryptocurrency. So it's these scammers taking advantage of people's either, you know, desperate need to make money or some idea of getting rich quick and preying on that. What we're also seeing is that, similar to sort of other investment scams, they give you a little bit of money early on. So, you know, they say invest $300 and here's $350 back, so you're obviously going to make money. And that encourages you to think it's legitimate, and then you put more and more into it. But then you never hear from them again, and they're taken off with your money. So it is really a bit of that thing of, you know, have a taste of success with it and then they'll fleece you. So it is really appalling conduct, but you see people thinking, well, you know, I see other people making money through investments and why can't I have a crack?
Yeah, cryptocurrency scams are catching out opportunistic people keen to get in on the new era of finance, right? Tell us about these.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of unknown issues around cryptocurrency. So those people who invest in it have also lost money, like people do in any other investments. But where there are people who are thinking, well, I can make some money by investing in this and it turns out to be a scam, then you're just giving your money away altogether rather than getting any chance of a return.
And this is one of the biggest ones, isn't it? Because it's really hard to crack down on something that's not even total. I mean, it's kind of legitimate, but kind of not, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what we're seeing with a lot of these investment scams is that they aren't legitimate. They are, you know, what they're doing is you aren't actually even buying cryptocurrency. So they're buying, they're saying, give us some money and we'll give you a return. The return you're getting is someone else's money that they've just taken from someone else. So it's a bit of a, you know, those Ponzi scheme type approaches where, you know, I'll collect money from a few people. I'll give some of those people a bit of a return from the other people I've taken money from. So they're not actually investing in cryptocurrency. They're just, you know, going through someone's bank account in another country and losing their money. So it isn't even actually a legitimate investment into cryptocurrency. It's purely, you know, moving money around and then eventually the music stops and you've lost all of yours.
Yeah. And cryptocurrency itself is a bit of a funny thing because it's not really regulated like other currencies.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, there's a difference between what we're talking about with these pure scams versus investments in cryptocurrency themselves. And there is a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of concerns around that. So I certainly suggest that people do a fair bit of research before they look to legitimately invest in anything, but particularly cryptocurrency at the moment because there's a lot of uncertainty and instability around it and it isn't regulated. So it is important that people understand what they're getting into and understand their investment. So, financial advice I'll keep away from, but certainly the scams is the ones to look out for. And again, it's the usual thing. If someone comes to you and says in a text message, hey, give me some money and I'll make sure you get a huge amount back, again, too good to be true, walk away. And that's sort of the, you know, the message for these things. If there's a desire to do some investment into that, do some research, get some advice, you know, look into it properly, but don't respond to a text message or an email saying you're suddenly going to make money. It just doesn't work like that in the real world.
Yeah, Commissioner Dini Sulio, Ponzi schemes you mentioned there, they're increasing and they're maybe part of that is because they're being advertised on social media a lot of the time, right?
Oh, and it is this concept, and we've spoken in the past where, you know, in the old days someone has to write 100,000 letters and post them and pay for that and, you know, get messages out there. Now they can put a message up on Twitter or LinkedIn or send an email to 100,000 people. It costs them nothing and, you know, you get a percentage who bite onto that. And people tend to think, well, if it's on the internet, it must be real. So the use of social media to get that broad message out, and you know, if you get a percentage hit on your you know, distribution of a million messages, then you're making some money out of people, and that's what we're seeing, this huge increase in money being lost to scammers across Australia.
And older people looking for well-known, respected companies to invest their money in have been most impacted by what's called imposter bond scams, right?
Yes, again, it's people who are looking to invest and buy into, you know, bonds and to other legitimate products. And, you know, people talk about their money in bonds and their money in share portfolios and you know, creating those nest eggs to get you through retirement and, you know, all those sort of things. And unfortunately, it's, again, people are being preyed on in relation to looking to invest. So, you know, we talk about what are the messages, but it is really that issue about not you know, having the feeling like you've got to make a snap decision. It's doing the research, talk to your family, talk to your financial advisor, work through the options rather than looking at something that sounds good, and in fact you're just giving your money away.
Yeah, of course it makes sense. You know, it maybe a scammer will give you an idea to do a bit of investing. Don't immediately, don't immediately say yes, I'll do it with you. You know, have a chat to a qualified financial advisor, and protect your information.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, these either work by getting your personal information and data to steal your identity to get cash out of you, or to go down some path of getting access to your computer or phone to steal your information. So, you know, they're the main three reasons that people go through scammers. Contact people if it's for one of those three reasons.
Are a lot of these people international? Are there many actually within our communities that are scamming us?
Yeah, discussions with the federal regulators and international research shows that they are generally will look to get the money offshore, so it can't be traced back. If they're based in Australia, they may have people in Australia who are working with them in relation to, you know, access to phone numbers and information and data on who to connect and collect and things like where there is people buying people's data to get numbers and things like that. So they may have, you know, assistance within the country, but what we're finding is the money is shipped offshore very quickly.
Mm. If someone has been scammed from a financial investment scam, do they have any recourse?
No, if it's a legitimate investment and something's gone wrong, then certainly ASIC, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, is the regulator. But generally what we're finding with these scams is when you send your money overseas, it is a scam and it's unfortunately long gone. We do encourage people to report that to ScamWatch or the ACCC because it's good to know and to warn people. But unfortunately, the chances of getting your money back are very, very slim. It is worth contacting your bank just to see if there's anything that can be done around reversing a transaction. If you think something's gone wrong, first contact your bank and just say, this transaction's just gone through. Is it possible to reverse it? We do see that from time to time if they get onto it quickly enough before the transfer's gone through. So if anyone's just sent some money over on an investment scam or a romance a scam or some other thing and you're now thinking maybe that was a mistake, contact your bank and see if they can undo it.
We're running out of time now, so I'd love to talk to you next week about a few scams we're seeing that are pretty new in terms of COVID passport text scams, as well as what we're calling flu bot scams. So thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks, Jack.